Zog de Mishnah daf kuf tezayin omid aleph, two lines from the bottom. Reme Gamliel hoya oimer, kol shloi omar, shloi shod dvorim, elu ba pesach, daf kuf tezayin omid beiz, lo yotzi de chavosoi. Whoever did not say the following three things by Pesach, he was not yotzi de chavosoi. So what was he not yotzi? So it's a machlokes is showing him what he was not yotzi. David Ram says it's going on the Pesach itself. After all, by Pesach it says, based on Tosfos, v'amartem zevach Pesach. It says in the pasuk, v'amartem zevach Pesach. You have to say. So what do you have to say? You have to say, ashum she pasach hakadosh baruch hu al batei mitzrayim v'es bateinu hitzil. So lo yotzi de chavosai the etzem mitzvah Pesach and the etzem mitzvah matzer, because it says lachmoini too. We compare it to Pesach. It says lachmoini and morer. We compare it to matzah morer. We compare it to Pesach. But you're not yotzi de chavosai, meaning Pesach matzah morer. That's what Avud Ram learns. And that's the mashmois in Tosfos. Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Zok Tosfos, V'amartem Zevach Pesach, Pirush, Ba'amiret Shetzach Loima Pesach Zeh Shana Oichlim, V'ishkis Matze Umor LePesach, and Matze Mori compared to Pesach, V'tzach Loima Lami Matze Zu Mora Zeh. So the point is, State V'amartem Zevach Pesach. So Kol Shloi Oma Shloi Shedvorim Elu Ba'Pesach, Lo Yotzi Dech Ovozoi, V'elu in Pesach Matze Umor, Pesach Hashum, Sheposach Amokam Abotah Vesein Mitzrayim, Shenem Vamatam Zevach Pesach Ulashem Asher Posach, so there's a din Amira, Matzah Hashum, Shenigla Vesein Mitzrayim, Shenem Vayorvis Abotzach Asher Yitzir Mitzrayim, the matzah that we took us out, Shas Yitzir, not the Lechem Oini in Mitzrayim, the matzah that when we left, Leuchulus Mamea, and Morah Hashum, Shemorah Mitzah Mitzchay Vesein Mitzrayim, Shenem Vayimorah Zchayim. So upon him, the pashtas of Yotzi Rechavosoi would be, you're not Yotzi Pesach. Why? State Vamatam Zevach Pesach. And Memelo Zoktesis Hukash Matze Umorah to Pesach. As a matter of fact, by Matze itself, it's a Lechem Oini, Shem Lo Dvar Ma'arbe. So what is the Dvar Ma'arbe? Chelik of the Dvar Ma'arbe is Ashum Shenigla Vesein Mitzrayim. But the point is, you're not Yotze, you're the Choyvas Pesach Matze Umorah. As I learned Avud Ram. However, the Meiri and the Rambam in Chometz Matze Perek Zayin Aloch Hei, after he says, Kol Shalom Shalosh Dvar Ma'alolu, Zok the Rambam, that all these things are Chelik of the Haggadah. Zui mitzvah Haggadah. That means the Rambam learns the Shloish Dvarim Elu is mitzvah Haggadah, is mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means Kol Shloima Shloish Dvarim Elu lo yotzi de chavosi, he wasn't yotze Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Rambam learns. That means it comes out of Big Nafkamina. What are you not yotze? Are you not yotze Pesach Matzah Umorah, or are you not yotze Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Nafkamina Zokt Or Chaner in Bin Yitzian would be Pesach Sheni, because after all, by Pesach Sheni, so if it's a vort in you're not yotze yidei chavas Pesach. So within Pesach Sheni, you have to say, V'amatem Zevach Pesach. And without saying it, you're not Yotzech Le'avosei. Ma she'en ken, if it's a din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there's no din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni. But Pesach Sheni is a din of Achilas Korban Pesach for those that couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. Matzah with it. But the point is, Mora with it. But the point is, there's no din Sipur. There's not B'shosha Matzah Mora V'nech. There's no din of Alayla Hazel of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if the Le'yotzech Le'avosei is a din in the Pesach, so it's a gay Pesach Sheni too. If it's a din of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that would not be negay to Pesach Sheni. In addition, the Mishnah and Peya Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Peya, it says, Eilu Dvorim She'en Lam Shir. And it's not mentioned, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, if we know Kol Amar B'Sapa Reza Meshubach, so why is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim not mentioned over there? After all, it's Dvorim She'en Lam Shir. So the Teretz is, brought down, I believe Mishnah Roshayna, is because there is a shir lamato. There's a minimal shir. The things over there have no shir lamato either. Talmud Torah, even one letter, one ois, yoytz Talmud Torah, it's ready, it's ain't a shir. Here there's a shir. The shir is kosh lama shlosh dvorim alolu. If it's a din in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there's a shir lamato. What's the shir lamato? The shlosh dvorim elu. If it's a din in the Sipur, if it's in the Pesach or something else. But if it's a din in the Sipur, Sipur is not mentioned in ain't a dvorim she'en lam shir because it might have a shir lamato. A person has to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. The Rambam's gears is, you have to do acts to show and to play out the Exodus, the Yitzir Mitzrayim. So that's Laharis. It was done to me, Mitzrayim. Zog the Gemara lefikoch. Therefore, anachnu chayvim lahoides ulahal leshabeich lefoil lagoyim lahal levoich laal lekales lemishos laviseinu velonis kol anisim elu hoytzianu meavdus lecheirus miyogim lesimchom eva liyom tov umeafel loygol umeshibed legeula. Now, Biskurov Alatera and also in Hilchos Chanukah, he says that there's two dinei halal. There's a one din halal midin kriyas ha-pasha, and there's another din halal midin shira. Kriyas ha-pasha is that on Yom Tovim, we say halal. There's a din shira. Shira is on every tzor that a person go through and he saved. So there's a din of a halal midin shira. So halal midin shira is not a din of the halal midin kriya. Halal midin shira is a hatzolah that a person went through, but it has to be you went through the tzora and you were saved. You don't say halal midin shira on someone else's tzora. So Memela, so he says that's very geshmak and Pesach by night. Because it's a din of Chayv Olam Lil, says Atzmoy, we went through the Tzorah, so Memela Leficha Nachim Lahoidis Lahal Shabeach, so there's a din of Halam Midin Shira, because we went through the Tzorah and we were saved. So Memela, first we say Chayv Olam Lil, Atzmoy, and therefore the Oisver is Leficha Nachim Lahoidis Lahal, because the Halal is Takim Midin Shira. And likewise, he says, here we find Bazundra din by halal. Usually halal, you don't split. Here we say two kapitlach before the Suda, and the goyman is a halal after the Suda. By Kois Ravi, why do you split the halal? Because it's not a regular din halal midin kriya. It's a halal midin shira. This halal is taka a different din. It's midin shira. Zog de gomava vaita, v'noy malafonov halaluka. We finish off. So what's the gersa? Either the gersa is v'noy malafonov, we're going to say now halal. There's an introduction to the halal, so v'noy mar with the cholim, or it's v'neh malafonov. V'neh mar was said in past tense, meaning they said halal b'shas the mitzrayim. It's going back on the ovar. So those are the two gersois. Either the gersa of v'noy mar with the cholim. Or it's a Neumar going on the Ovar. Neumar is going on the Ovar. Meaning, the Neumar Lefonov is going on the Gula, on the Shiros Hayam, the Neumar Lefonov, and they said Halal. If it's on the Cholim, then it's going on right now. The Neumar Lefonov, we're going to say Halal now. Because why? The Halal of Chayv Adam, Ligos is Atzmoy, Kilo Yotzo, Lefik Hanachm Chayovim, Bechol Dovador. So Mele was saying that's a Blei Plum Ranchik, says that's the gears of a Neumar. The Neumar Lefonov, he says, B'shem Biskrov, this he saw it. The Neumar Lefonov, now that we said Chayv on Lils is Atzmoy, and Chayv Lahodis Lahalal, so the Neumar Lefonov is Halal Mitach Shira. In Kesar Roish, Abchaim Elojna also has the gears of a Neumar Lefonov with the Cholim. Now Teish over here brings the Neumar Lefonov Shira Chadosha. Usually it's Loshen Akeva, Shir Chodosh. Why is it Loshen Zocher, Shir Chadosha? The reason is because it's going on Osid Lovari. It's Osid Lovari, it's Loshen Zocher, Kloima, Shan Akeva, the difference is Yesh Latzar Leda. So even amongst the Nisim, Yesh Achem Tzar. What's unique and different about the Nisan Losid Lovai, that there won't be any tzar associated with it. The cave is taka tzar later. Mashek and Losid Lovai, Loshen Zohar, because it's taka going Losid Lovai, where it won't be tzar later. And that's the Vinoy Malafonov on Losid Lovai, Shir Chadosh, like a third pshat. Not in the Vinema on the Ovar, not in the Hoiva of Vinoyma now, but Vinoyma on Losid Lovai. The Chen Yosef Apayed Bezulas, then to his first eyes, we can see on Shom min hazvochim u min hapsochim. We see some in the Gemara that you go to zvochim first because there's a chagiga that you eat to make sure the Pesach is ala soiva. She chagiga sabosa necheles koidem le Pesach fisha Pesach nechel ala soiva. So zog the Gemara again v'neim alafonov or v'neim alafonov haleluka ad heichun roimer. Until where do you say? Until where do you say halal? Zog the Gemara, this is now the halal before the Kois Revi. The halal that you say before the Suda. Adech no'oimer, so as machlokes b'sham b'sil. B'sham o'oimrim ad ema bonim smecho. You say until ema bonim smecho. Until the end of the first capital. B'sil o'oimrim ad chalom shlamayna moyim. Until the end of the second capital. Now, we take a split the halal before the Suda and after the Suda, so there's different reasons. Rabbi Skrov, we explained it because it's a Midin Shira, so you can split it. But why do we split it? So Tez Yontif says the reason you split it is because you want to be Mezarez to get to the Matzah. You don't want to say the whole Howl. You want to get to the Matzah that the kids should not fall asleep. That's one reason. The Motcha says is because we want to have Howl a la Kois. So on Kois Sheni, you want to say Howl, and also on Kois Revi, you want to have Howl. Meaning you want the halal to be said, Shir ala kois, so merely you have it partially in kois revi and partially kois sheni. Now why is the taka no broch on this halal that we say by the Seder? So either because Yitaka made a bracha in Beis Knesses, like it says in the tour. You say Hal in Beis Knesses, Piasum and Nisi with a bracha over there. Or the Lefikach, someone is saying the Lefikach Gufa is the bracha on the Halal. Now, if it's a Halal Mitach Shira, it's taken out of Kriya Sapasha, maybe that's why it doesn't have a bracha. Now, Lemais in the Etzin Din of Halal Beis Knesses, so in the Rashba state, that even someone who did not say in Beis Knesses, he shouldn't say it by the Seder, so it shouldn't be that Echod Koira, the Echod Mevarech, it looks like one person has different Hogam than the other. So even if the Minig is to say in Shul, you don't say it by the Seder if he didn't say it in Shul, so it shouldn't be Echod Koira of Echod Mevarech. Now, the Etzem Minig of Beis Knesses, Yedua, the Torah of Shulchan Aruch say that that's the Minig. The Ramah argues, Ein Noigin Kem Dim Nesenu. The Goin in Hilchas Chanukah seems to imply that the Minig, and that's not the Minig of the Prushim Yerushalayim, they say Halal with the Brocha, say them a night in Shul. Because the Goin said in the Hilchas Chanukah that the reason you lied in the Chanukah in Shul is because of Pesum and Nisa. Anyway, not for the mitzvah, it's only Pesum and Nisa. K'moisha oimrim halal b'beis ha-knesses b'leil ha-psochim. So that means the halal of Pesum and Nisa is similar to the hadlok and nechanak and beis knesses Pesum and Nisa, so too, like we say halal in Pesum and Nisa in shul. So we see clearly that's the minig that the Goyen held upon him, that's the minig of the Prushim. And then Machab also is like that, but it seems from the Goyen that was the minig to say halal in the beis knesses in the shul, even though the Ramah says the minig is not. Zok the Mishnah weiter. We're still in the middle of a Mishnah. V'choysem b'geula. Yechoysem b'geula. We say Gal Yisrael. Reb Tarfon Oymer. Now, what does it mean v'choysem b'geula? So, the Machlokes Reb Tarfon Kiva. What the Taitchin is choysem b'geula is? Reb Tarfon Oymer. Asher Galon v'golas avisen mitzrayim. But you're not choysem with a baruch. V'lo yechoysem. You just say Asher Galon. You start of baruch. You started with a baruch taka, but you're not choysem with a baruch. You start of Asher Galon v'golas avisen with a baruch. We're not choysem with baruch. And you just choysim according to Ptarfin, Asher Golon Vigolas Avisein Mitzrayim. Now the reason it explains Tosis is because it's all one inyan. It's talking about this Hoidah. It's not a new thing. So mainly you're not choysim. You know, it's a long bracha, but you're not choysim with another baruch. Masheng Rebbe Kiva Oimer, you finish off, and that's what we do. Kein Hashem Alekein Alekein Avisein Yageinu Lemoyedim Ulegolam Acherim. We should be Zoychetu Lemoyedim to next Yom Tovim Ulegolam Acherim. David Ram says it's referring to Ali Leregel. Losit Lovoy, Lugolam Acherim, Haboim Likosenu. Haboim Likosenu is a taitch of Beit Achishenu. Haboim Likosenu should come towards us. Not that we should wait for the Gula. It should come closer. L'sholim, Smechim Vinya Erecho, Sosim Bavir Zecho, Vinoich Hashom, Min Azvochim, Min Apsochim. That's if it's on a regular Pesach by night, because you have the Chagiga first that fills you up, the filler to make sure the Pesach is on the Soiva. And on Motzah Shabbos, where there's no Chagiga that's brought on Shabbos. So then the gear says, Min Apsochim Nazvochim. That'll be the change in gear. So others never change, even on Motzah Shabbos. But the point is, the gear change will be Min Apsochim on Shabbos, because there's no Chagiga beforehand, Min Nazvochim afterwards on Chalamoid only. Ad Bochat Hashem Gol Yisrael. So Taker Bekiva is choysim b'shem, and Tais explains because the Kung Taker Bekiva it's a new inyan. Till now you talk about Asher Galonu, and now there's a bakosha. Yagi'enu lo medoydim al golam acherim. So it's a new inyan. It's a bracha richter with a new inyan. So then you Taker pesach b'baruch u'mesay b'baruch. So Tais in the top choysim b'gula tanakam lepiyush ketzad. Don't say how. Upligi b'losa Reb Tavra b'kiva. Reb Tavra noy me'en choysim b'baruch. Why shlo yamach b'divrei bakosha? It's one hoidah. It might be longer, but it's one thing. The Reb Kiva Sova, the choysel of a boruch, fisha marach v'divre bakosha. V'oyme kenesh amalekeni agenu, v'kaimel aloch Reb Kiva mechavegoi. And that's what we take to do. We're choysel. Zog di gemara omer ove tzoch shiyema v'oysonu hoitzi misham. You have to say, Eivish took us out. Omer ove matze tzoch lak bia, umor tzoch lak bia. When you say matze zu, you mak bia de matze. Morer zu, you mak bia de morer. And the Rashbam explains, to mechavev the mitzvah on the shoymim, on the mesubim. Pesach, you don't pick it up because it looks like kotch mechutz, but you look at it. But the mechivah of the mitzvah is by lifting it, by the matzah and the morah. Bosa ain't tzoch lak bia, v'lo yoyd al shenigah koich l'kotch mechutz. You don't have to, and it looks like you're kotch mechutz. Zok, you don't have to be mechavev, and because you're not doing the mitzvah of Pesach b'zman hazeh, and it looks like you're kotch mechutz if you point or if you lift it. Omer Avacha b'Yankov Suma, potim eloi ma'agoda. A new din, Suma is pot from ma'agoda. Ksiv och, it says babu zeh. Uksiv osim, it says, exer shover by ben tzere mer, b'neinu zeh. Mal alom prat the Suma. If the parents are Suma, then they're not ben tzere mer, because they can't say b'neinu zeh. Afkan prat the Sumin. So babu zeh is coming la'mait, Suma from ma'agoda. Frek gemore eini, v'omam reme, shaltinu l'rabonon, d'vei rav. the Beir Rabbi Yosef, at the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yosef's house, man the Omar got it to Beir Rabbi Yosef, who said Agoda by Rabbi Yosef? After all, Rabbi Yosef was blind. Who was the one that led the Agoda? Omru, they said, Rabbi Yosef would let it, and he was mighty to other people, al Shemea Ka'ina, clearly. So we see the din of Shemea Ka'ina, and we see that he let it even though he's blind. He won't be able to be mighty to other people if he's potter. And a mechuyib dove can be mighty those that are mechuyib. And Vaitel Gemara says, Man dom agarta be Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet was also a saginor. Who said that agarta by Rav Sheshet's home? Omru, so they said, Rav Sheshet. Enter the Gemara, Kusavi Rabbonon. The reason why they were able to do it, because they are of the opinion that Matzib is man is the Rabbonon. Just like Mor, Korban Pesach is the Rabbonon, because there's no, just like Mor is the Rabbonon, because of Matzib Mgoyim Yerchluo. So Mela, there's no Korban Pesach today, so Mor is Rabbonon too. So Matzib, even though it says Berev Techel Matzis, so it's independent of Korban Pesach, but Lamais, it also says Matzib Mgoyim Yerchluo, so Matzib is also the Rabbonon. Now, if Matz is drabonon, then Tzipi Tzayim is also drabonon. Why is it drabonon? Because Lechem Shoenim Olad Vorem Harbet, Matz is only drabonon, then the Tzipi on the Matzah is only drabonon. So if it's drabonon, so Mele, Rav Yosef, could be Moitzi B'nei Beisai. Why? Because Enech Nami Midaraisi is Potter, Suma, but Midrabonon it could be Chayev, and Mele, it could be Moitzi, those that are Chayev Midrabonon too. They're in the same category. Zogmo Michal, Rav Yachab Bayankov that says, that Suma is part of Magoda, he must hold that it's a deraisa dikadin. That Matzib is manazer is deraisa. And Mamela, a Suma is potter, because he can't say the Hagoda. And Matzib is manazer is deraisa, and who had in Sipitis Mitzayim is deraisa. And a Suma is dismayed because of Zereshova. If you hold that it's drabonon, so chayach for Suma to be chayim drabonon, and even to be moitzi, those that are all chayim in the same category, like him drabonon. But if you hold that a Suma is potter, must be matzah deraisa, sibitzis mitzayim is deraisa, and it's exactly what we learn out from Mitzayim Murra. So Rav Acha Bar Yankov that says that Suma is potter from loy mahagoda, he must be of the opinion that matzah bismanazer is deraisa. How could you say that? He himself said it's drabonon. So Gemara, no, lo olam, it's taka drabonon. But and still he says suma is potter. Why? Kosova called it drabonon kein deraisa tikun. It was established. It was mesukun kein deraisa. And if deraisa is potter, so the drabonon did not make him any more chayv than the deraisa. So Gemara, so Rabbi Rav Sheshet and Rav Yosef, how are they moitzi b'nei beisam? The Rav Sheshet, the Rav Yosef, nami havade called ting drabonon kein deraisa tikun. Even if it's drabonon, the maizes kein deraisa and the suma should be potter. So Gemara, hachi hashta, your whole premise is wrong. The whole Zereshova falls off. We're not comparing it to Ben Tzorim Meira. Hachi hashta, bishtem mahosom, by Ben Tzorim Meira, it's tak we dash in the word zeh. That what? That sum in the potter, because it says b'neinu zeh. Hosom, it have a little michtab b'neinu hu. It should have said b'neinu hu, and it says b'neinu zeh, so it's the drosha. Uksi b'neinu zeh, shmami no prat the sumin, it's coming to my sumin. Who the osa? Aval hocha, over here, by it says b'avur zeh, osa Hashem li, Bavu Zeh, it's not that it could have said Bavu Hu. It's not something else you could have said in its place. Aval Hochi La Bavu Zeh, my lichter, what should it have said? So Mela, it's not extra. You can't dash an exer shover. So Ebezoi, the ganze premise is wrong. And Bavu Zeh is not coming to my mind, Sumin. Zag Demore, what's Bavu Zeh telling me? Ela Bavur Matsu Moru de Oset, Bavur Matsu Moru. Not Bavu Zeh Lafuki Sumin, Bavur Matsu Moru. So Lo Oilom is saying that a Suma is Taka Chayev, Rav Yosef, and Rav Sheshet with Taka Moitzi B'nei Beisom, Suma is Chayim Kol HaMitzvahs, and Le'olam, and Vadef will be, it will be a din of Kol Ting Rabbonu Ken Deraisa Tikun, true. But Lamais over here, there is no din B'chlal that a Suma is Dismayit. So Mele Taka Suma is Chayim Kol HaMitzvahs, and that's what we Taka Paskin. The Suma is Chayim Kol HaMitzvahs, and Mele Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet with Taka Moitzi B'nei Beisom. We'll stop over here by the two dots, the bottom of the omelets.